Baseline.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. Looking for Alfred. Is he available?
I'm not sure. What company are you from?
Cardiff. It's a Cardiff, like Frank Frank.
Okay. FF, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, I'm not sure. He's not expecting your call, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Can I have a little bit more information before I...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just trying to follow up with him, actually, on something. I sent out an offer to the company about 2.5 weeks ago. It's actually just in reference to some prior financing that he did with U.S. Bank.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. I'll see if he can talk.
Okay, sure.
Hello, this is Kim. Can I help you?
Hi, Kim. My name is Steve. I'm calling from Cardiff. I was actually looking for Alfred. Is he available?
I'm sorry, but no, he's not available at the moment. What can I help you with?
I was actually just trying to follow up with him actually on something. Since he's not available, is there anybody that helps him with the financial decisions of the company, like a controller or office manager?
That'd be me.
Or... Yeah, perfect. Okay. So again, like I said, I know you're probably busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here. The offer I sent out was actually in reference to some previous financing you guys did with U.S. Bank. Does that ring a bell? A couple years back?
Vaguely.
All right. It's been a while. Anyway, but you guys had some good lending history with them, so that's why our offer came about. It was sent through direct mail, just seeing if you guys had seen it. I know you guys get these probably 100 times a week, and just they go right to the trash can, so that's why I'm doing a follow-up call. But what it was a offer for some equipment or some capital, seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year you guys do that kind of thing. I think your business was actually pre-approved for $250,000, so see if you guys have any need or see anywhere you guys could use that in the business.
No, actually, we're pretty good right now.
Yeah? Okay. Is there any time of the year that you guys look to do that kind of thing?
No, it's pretty random.
Pretty random? As a need thing, I guess?
Yeah, it's totally as needed.
I gotcha. How's business been for you guys, if you don't mind me asking?
It's been all right.
Yeah? Okay. Do you guys usually just go through, is it still U.S. Bank, or do you guys have a different bank?
It depends on the need.
Yeah.
But we typically go through First National.
Oh, okay. Very nice. How's your relationship with them? You like them?
Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the only reason I ask is because, you know, we don't step on anybody's toes. We don't, you know, we're just a secondary resource of funds. We're not, you don't have to get rid of your bank to, you know, usually work with us or anything like that. But just out of curiosity, did you see our offer come across the desk? I know you guys get a lot of them.
I probably did.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I honestly couldn't tell you, you know, I process tons and tons of information.
Oh, sure. I gotcha. All right. Well, how about this? Would it be okay with you, Kim, if I just send you, like, one email or some information just in case that as need ever comes above or comes about?
Sure, you can send it to me.
Okay, well, it would be a good email.
It's kim@baselinecontracting.com.
Baselinecontracting.com. Okay. You guys, how are sales this year? You guys pretty good this year? Up or down from last year?
About the same.
Okay. Do you guys have plans for growth? Future growth?
Not that would require any major purchases at the moment.
No, I gotcha. I was just asking about the business. I just get really curious about businesses,
right,
and how everybody works. Because the one thing I work with, the vision I work in actually just deals with really only concrete contractors. So I always try to just find out how each business is doing and what they do. I mean, just curious. Do you guys do winter stuff too? Do you guys pour in the winter? Because I know a lot of them don't pour in the winter. So
we do not pour in the winter, but that doesn't stop us from working.
Yeah. Do you guys do, like, other kind of stuff, like, for instance, snow plowing or anything like that?
No, we don't do any of that.
No? Oh, okay. Nope. What keeps you guys busy in the wintertime?
It depends on the project.
Yeah.
That, you know, anything that doesn't require actually pouring some concrete.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I do appreciate your time, Kim. I know you're busy. I'll send you this email. Just be on the lookout for it. I promise it's only going to be one email. It's not going to be a million of them. So.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you, Kim.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
bring up some of the equipment.